Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm really thrilled to have Reverend Richard Hartley. He's pastor of Haven International Ministries near Queens, New York. And how are you, sir?
Hey, Sister Randy. I'm fine. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you on here. We have a lot to talk about because you have a show that's on the USA Network, which we'll get to. It's called The Rev. And you also have music. But what I want people to understand is your history is music. You have worked with Detroit's own Diana Ross, also Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, and so many more. How did you begin with your career in music?
Well, Randy, I grew up in the church, Church of God in Christ to be exact. I grew up in the church. I was a church baby. I had a diaper and a tambourine and a microphone. And I was about one. And I was on the pew just screaming on key, telling all these grown people, y'all off key. Now, this is true. And around 6 or 7 years old, I could teach all the parts to all the songs. And my mother quit the choir because I said, Ma, you off key. She said, oh, no, I'm not listening to that little boy. He must be crazy.
We're not going to have this.
We can't be happy. Who you think he is? Michael, Weeby, Tito, getting here. So my mother quit the choir. And then I directed all of the choirs in the church till I was on 25. Mm-hmm. And then I got a part on Broadway.
Yeah.
And Mama, I Want to Sing. Do you remember that show, Mama, I Want to Sing?
I remember it coming to Detroit.
Yep. And I toured with that for 13 years. And that took us all over the world. I was the choir director.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Japan. And I've been there about 150 times. I've been directing choirs all over the world. And then one of my friends, Kelly Price, you know Kelly Price.
Yeah.
She used to be in one of my choirs when she was a little girl.
Wow.
So she called me to help put together a choir for Mariah. So I did a couple of events for Mariah. That led to Diana Ross. That led to Aretha Franklin, another Detroit native. That led to Celine and so many different people, Michael Jackson, because I became known as the choir master. Because if you couldn't sing, I was just going to throw something at you until you got the note right.
Got a little Maddie in you, don't you?
No, I am Maddie Joe Clark. Maddie Moss Joe Clark. I trained under Maddie, too.
Oh,
sure
wow.
Did.
Of course you did.
I sure did.
So you got this.
Dorinda and I are great friends. Yeah,
oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. So you came off the road. Were you pastoring while you were on the road as well?
Oh, yeah. I've been pastoring for 20 years. The church is having its 25th anniversary this year. Actually, it was my mother's church. She put together a prayer group because we were traveling. She's gone to glory now 5 years. But my mother put together the church because we was on the road. Then she said the Lord told her that I was supposed to be the pastor. I said, well, he didn't tell me nothing. Give him my number. God didn't tell me nothing. He called you. You answer. I'm out here singing. It's a true story, Randy. I'm serious. She's like, no, God said it was you. Start speaking in tongue. I'm like, am I talking English? So anyway, long story short, I end up hearing the call. Well, I just think I felt threatened. But I've been pastoring for 20 years, so I've been doing all of it, going on the road, pastoring the church, raising these old kids that live in my house and eat all my food, spend all my money, and keep the lights on all night like they got money.
That
and their mother
hilarious.
Lets them do it. She's still brushing their teeth. They're 30 years old. I mean, they got cavities as old as they are, and she's still brushing their teeth. Nobody helping me, Randy. The struggle is real, my sister. It's real.
It is real. Listen, we're going to get to your show in a minute because I got a grown one in my house, and I'm just leaning towards using some of your strategies, but I don't know if they're going to work. But,
listen,
you know,
no, we have to collaborate. We got to get these kids out.
Yeah. We really do. Well, in the midst of everything that is going on with your show, the pandemic, mm-hmm. and just being at home now, you have a new single that's out. It's called Highway to Heaven. How did that come apart?
Yeah, well, I was in Japan, and I've been going there for 30 years. So I have maybe 10 choirs that I train in Japan. And so I use one of my best choirs. They call it Tokyo Somatics. And while we were in Tokyo, we recorded this song. It's from the old, It's a Highway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that song. The entire choir is Japanese, and some of the soloists are Japanese. So we did it over there, and we decided to put that out, you know, to encourage some people while the show was going on at the same time, you know, just to show them that God is still working for us. He's still doing things for us.
There comes a time when you just don't know.
Well, I am on the phone with Reverend Richard Hartley. Pastor Hartley, you have a brand new show. Well, it's not new now. You're into the series, but it's called The Rev. It's on the USA Network Thursday nights. And I have to tell you, you know, I got a grown son at home.
Randy, you understand, this show is really a cry for help.
Is it? It's therapy for those of us who have grown people in our house sleeping on our couch.
Right. It's a cry for help from me to the nation. Somebody help me get these full-time stay-at-home kids out of my house. They both have Medicaid cards. You know, they're going to join AARP any moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And their mother still thinks their baby. She still calls them by their nicknames, Mookie and Sushi. You can't be a 30-year-old Mookie. It doesn't make sense.
The show is basically about how you are balancing being a leader at home and at church. But it's so very humorous and so relatable. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I was in a choir rehearsal, and I think I was doing the Maddie Jo Clark thing. I think I was throwing something at somebody for sounding bad. I know what happened. They wore Uggs, and I told them they can't wear Uggs in my rehearsal. Good singers don't wear Uggs. And they had Uggs on, and I was screaming. And a friend of mine was there. He says, this is a show. He really said that. He says, I got to film you. I said, go ahead, film me. So he pulled out his little Kodak camera, and he filmed me. And he sent that to somebody. They sent it to somebody. It ended up in Hollywood.
Wow.
And then we had four networks saying, this is Soil Harris. Here's the question, Randy. They're saying, is he really like that? So they came to meet me, and they go, he's really like
that. Yeah, I mean, I am telling just by our conversation that this is you 24/7.
Oh, it is. You know, it is. These kids are here. They're walking around. It's like almost 2:30 New York time. They still have on pajamas, mismatched pajamas, walking around the house.
Yeah, that's about the same thing going on at my house.
So you understand the pain.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So listen, I want everybody to find out more about The Rev and more about you. So how do they find you?
Well, you can just hashtag RevUSA, or if not, just type in Richard Hartley, and they tell me everything comes up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. If you watch it, make sure that you check it out. Set your DVR for Thursday nights at 10:30 on the USA Network. Well, Pastor Hartley, Richard Hartley, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much, Sister Randy. I'll be praying for you that God will get these grown folk so that we can enjoy the rest of our lives without waiting for them to come home.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you. I appreciate it.